for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants. Woo, woo, woo. Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM, fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM!
And now, here's BAM.
Here's BAM.
I can't hear myself. Now I can.
Of course. I had to let you go.
All right, Chad, why the fuck didn't you go on the Moxie trip, dude, to the Niagara Falls?
Really?
Who wouldn't want to see the Niagara Falls?
Watch yourself.
It's not called that. It's called Niagara Hill.
They changed it. You can't say Niagara anymore.
Okay, well, why didn't you go?
Dude, I fucking wanted to go, man. I needed a fucking break.
What's your excuse?
I was busy mixing the CKY album, as usual.
Well, did it go any better than it did last time I heard it?
I love it so much. I want to mix it over and over and over again because I can't get enough of it. You know,
you could have totally fucking come, couldn't you?
What's that tale? You saying something for
you
the first time?
You could have totally come, couldn't you?
I don't. I could have totally come. What? What kind is it? Is this some gay thing?
I think it is.
Of course you're going to go.
What are you talking about? Oh, yeah. Pass me that joint.
Chronic.
What up, fam?
Why didn't you go?
I wanted to fucking go. I knew you would rub this shit in, dude. It's not funny.
Did you know that I caught Novak? He was at the ATM machine in Toronto, and he was taking out money. And I was like, I didn't know he had a credit card. So then I looked over, and he had an Elvis card that said my name on it. And I've been looking for that motherfucking thing for so long. And then I finally, like, I saw him with it. I was like... You motherfucker, that's my card. He's like, what? What are you talking about? He played all drunk, and he was trying to take out $300, and I finally caught him so bad.
Did he take it out?
No.
No, it wasn't an ATM card.
But he did it.
Credit card. He didn't know, though.
He did it twice in Baltimore.
No, he was...
I called up Phil. I called up Phil that night. It was 12 at night, and Phil goes to bed at like 9, and I'm like, I don't care. But I'm like, yo, Phil. And he was sleeping. Hello? I'm like, Phil, how much... Tell me about this Elvis card. What was the last money that's been taken out? He goes, Baltimore 150, Baltimore 150, Baltimore 150. So he took out 450.
Wow. I can shed some light on it. I know what happened. He was using that card to fill people's gas tanks up who drive them up here. And Mandy found the card and asked him, what are you doing with Bam's card? And he said...
Bam
you
gave it to
him.
Bullshit. Why would
expenses?
I ever give anybody my fucking credit card? Are you high on drugs?
I don't think that you did.
Jesus fucking Christ.
He stole it.
Big butt. Would I ever give anybody my credit card? Are you nuts?
Yes.
Oh.
I have to say, for the record, I just started to like Brandon again for the first time in about 6 months. Damn. And I enjoyed his company, and I started to trust him a little bit again, and he just completely ruined it again.
Well, he did shove a banana up his ass at the Niagara Falls, and then he shit it out at the falls.
GG.
And in the fucking toilet.
He shoved it.
And stole your credit card. That's
Chad, he shoved this banana up his ass, and then he shit it out at the Niagara Falls.
GG did that at New York University.
Tell that to Vermont.
Yeah, so you New York.
Tell that to Vermont.
Who's that?
GG.
Did I tell you?
I thought it was your butler.
Did I tell you how to get him back?
You know Bam's butler, Vermont?
No. Who is it? So
that's a good butler name, ain't it?
You go to Barnes
Vermont
and you steal.
You wash my balls.
I didn't steal anything.
No. To get him back, you got to go to Barnes & Noble and steal every Brandon Novak book.
I told Novak what I was going to do. I said, when you get a credit card, I'm going to steal it, and I'm going to go to Fairman's. I'm going to buy every Bam skate deck and every Bam hat and every Bam belt and every Bam wheels, and I'm going to get it twice. I'm going to get $2 per skateboard, and then I'm going to buy it. I'm going to get twice the amount of money, you little shit.
Selling shit on eBay?
By buying Bam decks and then getting twice as mount.
How do you get that? You have to sell it on eBay.
It's at the Mizzy.
Mizzy, you doing eBay sales?
Nah, I don't know about that.
Speaking of eBay, why don't you give me that fucking Sony charger that I need?
That's Christmas. That's what you need.
Yeah, Christmas. What?
You need a Sony charger?
You know what? I don't want anything for Christmas except one book.
I know.
Kill Your Friends.
Kill Your Friends.
What's that about?
I don't know. It's supposed to be a cool book.
I'm
going to
get you the book.
Who wrote it?
But don't try to get me anything all cool. I don't want anything at all. I really
I'm
don't.
I'm gonna get you every infomercial that we watch that you think is ridiculous. I'm gonna get you all the infomercial things.
My mom's planning on getting me this like old fact, like the first car, like a Ford A Model T. She's trying to get me that, and like I don't want it because
like a fur. A fur
you need to
tractor.
Tell her that you don't want it then, because she really wants to get it.
I
for
barely
you.
Even drive the fucking Lamborghinis. It's been dead for a month.
I agree.
Fuck's sake! I don't need another fucking car. All
right, well just let her know that so she.
Well, get rid of the Mercedes. If you get rid, then I'll, then I want to out
it. Yeah, but don't you want to trade the Mercedes in?
You like the stereo in the
Mercedes.
Yeah,
but it's only worth $50,000.
What's the stereo worth?
It's a nice stereo.
You like that one?
Big butt sounds good in it.
Who's that, Louie?
I sound good through the stereo.
The Moxie tour, what was that about, dude? You guys had your first tour as a band, right?
We decided to take the tour bus because I bought this RV. Missy bought it for me for Christmas, and we were like, we never even drove it anywhere. So then we took it to Toronto with the Moxie. We went to Niagara Falls. Let me get one of those.
You were promoting Where the Fuck Is Santa? That's all I have is just this one.
Here.
Oh, you copying? What, are you smoking 72s now?
I don't care.
Oh.
Let me get a lighter now.
Probably bite my
style. Yo, Chronicles
style.
Fan
get
of Fame.
Get out of here. Cocksucker.
Taylor smoking
72. Taylor, did you have fun?
I had a blast.
Did you have a blast?
I had a great time. Yeah. I'm not smoking fucking 72s. Go ahead.
Okay. The gayest thing that happened on the whole trip was Novak licked Ryan Oldie's asshole.
That is
now
gay.
Now he tried to blow Louie.
Yeah.
Did he try to blow you?
You were fucking sleeping at that time.
I was sleeping that night?
No, you were awake.
Was he awake?
Well, one thing that happened was I went to sleep in my sleeping bag, and me and Natalia were sleeping next to each other. I woke up, and my dick was
through. Did you fuck her?
No, my dick was through.
Did you fuck her?
No. My dick was through my boxers, like the boxer shorts, the cutoff thing.
You guys
through that, and my pajama pants were open.
He woke up, and his dick was hanging out of his boxer.
And Novak was sleeping right near my feet. So I said, Novak, did you suck my dick while I was sleeping? He said no, but...
Did you bring your girlfriends?
Yeah, she was right there.
Oh, did you bring your moms?
No.
No.
He doesn't like mom jokes.
No way.
Look how offended he gets.
No, I just figured maybe you'd bring, the entire family,
Natty,
it's your first tour, You gotta get used to it.
That's my first.
Your second.
Millions.
Really?
Yeah.
You've been touring around... I didn't know Louie from the Moxie has toured in a bunch of bands. Who were you on tour with before?
Arms of Orion.
What happened there? You quit the band?
It just ended.
How's that happen?
Record label screwed us.
What label was that?
Abacus. Century Media.
The Genesis song?
Century Media.
Yeah.
They bunch of dicks?
Yeah.
That's Fireball's label, I think. I think so. Jesse would know better.
Turbo Negro is on it.
Oh, really?
So were they?
On Abacus with us.
So how did you get that gig being from PA? That doesn't sound so easy.
Well, they were all my buddies that...
You said you just started playing bass when you got in the Moxie.
I started playing bass when I joined Arms of Orion. They were the ones that said, if you can learn our CD, you're in.
So you guys were pretty good. What? Indie stuff? You got YouTube or something?
Rocking.
What'd you used to wear?
Spandex.
No, really? Is that where you got that?
He's lying.
I wore the same shit.
Yeah.
Same stuff.
Right.
Quit lying.
Were you emo before?
Not emo.
No. Are you emo with a beard now?
I'm not emo.
Just because he has a beard doesn't mean that he's not emo.
Yeah, I know. I see the emos with beards. That's a little,
who's
that's
emo?
Hilarious. I don't know. It's
Let's
a
ask.
Sesame Street character.
Ew.
Who is?
Oh, God.
Don't talk to Big Butt while he's drunk.
Louie's not drunk. That's
yes, he is.
So
look at
boring.
Him. Look at him.
I'm good.
He drank Frangelico.
Yeah, where's mine?
I'm all right.
We drank it all, Aunt Jemima.
That's a good seasonal drink.
Yes, Missy.
It's nutty.
That's what he just said last week. This is my Christmas drink.
Yeah.
It is. I'm going to your house for Christmas.
All right, Rudolph.
Rudolph. Every year we watch Rudolph.
Who is this Rudolph?
At Chad's house.
It's
and we're doing that again.
I know. Guess what?
What?
I saw Mikey Maliseka.
Yeah.
They're not having their Christmas party this year, but his dad's going to make you a stromboli because he knows that you like it.
What?
You know how we always have a stromboli at Mikey's house?
Why isn't he having a party?
They decided to not have it this year.
They decided to make you stromboli.
But he's still going
to
make us a stromboli. Isn't that so sweet?
I never asked for that, man.
I know we didn't ask for it. Man. They offered to
but,
do
I mean,
it.
But, I mean, come on, dude. I said that I liked it. I'm not saying that I want it.
They know you didn't ask for it.
They're just being super nice.
Yeah, they're trying to get you addicted to this shit, dude.
It's so good.
They want you around.
Come on. I don't need it.
What's in that stromboli that you
I don't need...
Why does he know you like it?
Mm.
What is it, like green peppers and shit?
Come on. Come on.
I can't eat cheese. I would love to enjoy a stromboli.
Play me Crash Diet from Sweden.
Is that track 8?
Yeah, track 8 is called It's a Miracle.
Louis trying to get my attention over here.
From Rest and Sleaze.
Louis, stop it. I'm trying to be busy here.
This is Crash Diet from Sweden. Radio Bam Series 28.
Seltzer.
Fuck yeah, I'm here with the Moxie. We just got back from the Niagara Falls, a.k.a. Toronto, and I'm here with Greta, Taylor, and Big Buck. And
Louie, you don't like that name. You better
Greta had to get her hair cut in Toronto. What's up with that?
What do you mean?
Oh, I got my hair cut, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got it done in the hotel room.
Well, why?
Because I like the...
She's a girl. She likes getting her hair
done. Do you trust Ryan Oldie?
He's done my hair since... Actually, Taylor cut my hair used to be like down
Taylor,
my
you
butt.
Cut her hair?
She got the straights
my,
now.
When I met him, my hair was like down on my butt.
Are you a hair cutter?
Fuck no.
Well, neither am I. I cut my own hair.
I trust him to cut my hair up to here, though. Like up to my ears, practically. And then Ryan's cut my hair ever since. So, yeah,
I trust him. It looked good. It looked all
right. I was scared the first time we did this. The only time Ryan's really ever made it really interesting looking was when he cut my bangs straight across. I don't know if anybody saw me when that happened. No, like when it really happened, I looked like I was in Star Trek for like
Do you remember how much press we had in Toronto?
Leonard Nimoy.
I woke you guys up at 6 in the morning.
5:30.
I loved it.
5:30 a.m. we woke up. And I went to bed at 3 in the morning, and then I woke up at 5:30. Then I had to stay awake from 5:30, morning radio show, all the way till Moxie played, which was like 10:30 at night.
What time did you go to sleep that
night? Oh, man, I was muffed.
Were you? I can't believe it in drunk dial.
I don't drunk dial.
Me, you do.
No, I don't.
Dude, I think you went to sleep at like 7 in the morning.
Shut your mouth. No, I didn't.
Tell me everything.
I saw the whole fucking show. What are you talking about?
You didn't?
No, 7 a.m. the next morning.
Yeah, because I went on the bus and I fell asleep, dude.
Well, I know. I'm just saying. It was a long fucking night.
I slept next to your brother, you little homo.
Fuck you. I know.
If you're Derek.
In the bed?
I had to.
You and Ryan slept in the bed together?
I was tired.
You gotta put some bunks in there,
did he crawl in after you?
No, he was in there first.
Can we put some bunks in there, dude?
Bunks, yeah.
6 in the back.
Dude, you know what I want to do? I want to have my PCP uncle smash out the fucking shower and the refrigerator and make one big, like, bunk bed, you know? Like, 3 of them.
Well, you get in the back. On the Volcom tours, we used to ride in that same, like, RV-style thing. They took the bedroom out, and they just made 6 bunks.
Yeah, and then there's that stupid kitchen that nobody ever uses.
No, like, you'll use the fucking kitchen.
Nobody microwaves spaghetti, dude. Let's face it.
I microwaved.
Man, believe me.
You did?
Yeah.
Say, I swear.
Dude.
I swear.
What'd you eat?
Ramen noodles.
Pizza? Yeah. Mm-hmm. What kind of pizza?
And they use the fridge.
What kind of pizza?
Pepperoni. I took the pepperoni.
But what kind?
We live off the rider from the night before.
Elio's?
I don't fucking know.
We got it from somewhere.
I reheated it.
Oh, you never told me. Yeah.
Pizza Hut? Remember Pizza Hut?
Pizza Hut.
It was whatever pizza the Much
Leftover
Music
pizza
got.
That microwave did look pretty unused.
No, I used it, and I used your fridge. Are you going to put the fridge back in?
Does the fridge even work?
Yeah, they fixed it. They fixed it after our Albany trip. That's why it was gone for so long.
You know what? I don't know, because I put a Gatorade in there, and it was fucking warm as shit when I woke up the next morning. I was so pissed.
What, this past trip?
Yeah, man.
Oh, it's supposed to be working.
Who's orange juice?
I had celery and carrots in there, and they were fine.
Celery?
You were looking forward to a cold Gatorade?
Celery.
What are you laughing at?
Yeah.
So what about when I caught Novak fucking with shit all over himself in the bathroom?
I saw a picture of Novak jacking off.
Novak shit his pants, and then he went to the bus, and then he shit in the RV, which I said everybody can piss, but you can't shit. He shit in it.
In the toilet?
Yes.
I walked in on him.
Got clogged so bad.
Everywhere.
And we put this like red water in it, like a filter type thing.
Yeah, why not?
It started spitting out the back so bad all over the place, and I had to lean down underneath the toilet and plug it back in and screw it back in.
All right, need to take it back to the
dealer
again.
I was so
again
fucking pissed
red
off.
Red wine.
Yeah, thanks to red wine on Novak's ass.
And something else.
Okay. Where can we see this?
Is the toilet clogged right now with a big Novak?
We still don't know.
Oh, it's gonna smell so bad in there.
Yeah, well, it flooded and it leaked out. It leaked out onto the floor.
Oh God, I'm so glad I didn't go on that trip.
And we had 13 people in the RV, which it could only fit 10. But I decided to sleep on the floor, and there was like piss flowing down on the floor from the bathroom.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding. I'm dead serious.
Did I wash those clothes?
I was real comfortable with the blanket too, surrounding me.
Kate Lucid. Man, weird smells are, you know, what happens on tour. That's part
I've been through worse.
You gotta love it.
I thought we made it cozy. It was fine.
You smell the rankest piss if they don't clean the fucking shit out, so...
Big Butt, how much sex did you have on the whole trip?
0%.
Zero? You're a homo, dude. Why?
There was 13 people in one
RV. Why didn't you fuck?
That's Natty Ice.
Yeah, Natty Ice. Where's it? Here. Come here. Pass her the mic.
Louie, your girl.
Natty Ice, why did you not fuck Big Butt in Toronto? You were like 1,000 miles away from home and you didn't even fuck. Why?
There was too many people around all the time.
That's no excuse.
What happens when all of us left and it was just you two in the room?
That didn't happen.
Yes, it did happen.
When?
Do you blame Louie?
Come on now.
Why didn't you fuck?
Too many people around. Yeah, probably.
That's
what excuse. I took Taylor and I took Greta and we all went to the radio show at 7 in the morning and you guys stayed in the room. And you guys got a cot. You got a cot. So why didn't you fuck?
I was throwing up all over the place.
Man, I'm calling the four sleasons.
You should.
Call the four sleasons.
Four sleasons.
That's where Hanoi Rock stays. Yo, I heard they were breaking up. Is that true?
Mm-hmm.
No shit.
Are they really?
I'm really bent out of shape about it.
Wow.
Well, Andy's a movie star now, and Where the Fuck Is Santa? So, he's probably...
Did you know that there's 20 movies at every Blockbuster in Pennsylvania, and they're all sold out? That's pretty rad.
Santa 20, 20 awesome. Santas.
And the Moxie's in it.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, dude.
Speaking of Moxie, let's play a Moxie song.
What track?
You know what? I just edited up this video on a Harold Canadian trip.
I got
and,
it.
Oh, yeah? Track 3. This is the day.
YouTube it.
Shut up.
YouTube it.
You gotta put it on there first.
Is that a shout out?
Greta, you say it.
YouTube
Radio Bam Series 28 Facts and Big Butt.
Ah, good.
I don't remember the Radio Bam Series 28 Facts.
This is the day. The Moxie, check it out on MySpace, and they're gonna put it on, so fucking play it, Chad.
What's the address?
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, track 3. Here we go.
Oh, It's Radio Bam.
Turn it up.
This is Brandon.
You know, do that voice you do. I don't fucking do that.
Woo woo, this is Radio Bam faction. Wow.
Here I am with the Moxie, aka Missy, Big Butt.
Who is this Big Butt guy?
I don't know, man.
Big Butt, the guy that lives in the woods.
All that I know is that I was at the Niagara Falls and Novak stole $300 from my fucking credit card and I caught him red-handed.
$450.
Because he knew the code. He knew the code.
That's fucking low down, dude.
Yeah. So I looked at him at the ATM. I thought he was pissing on it. So I go, dude, stop pissing on the ATM. And he wasn't. And I looked at it and he had my Elvis card. I was like, you motherfucker. He was putting it in there. I caught him beforehand. I ripped it out.
It's really fucked up only because Bam does so much for him already and gives him so much that he shouldn't steal from you. He's supposed to be your best friend.
Yeah. He was high on drugs.
It doesn't matter.
Again.
My best friend would never steal from me.
She's not high on drugs.
Thank God.
It's not a good excuse.
Well, that's his
excuse.
You know what? He was out of his mind. He didn't know the next day at all. I talked to him. He's like, dude, I don't know what the fuck happened.
Out of his mind on what? What did he take with him?
Why? You really want to know?
Yeah, I'm curious.
Fine, probably Xanax or something. Why? You hate him more now?
I don't think that's possible.
You already hate him anyway.
I don't hate him. He's just such a constant
disappointment. You know, he likes to be high.
Point of view is so different.
Yeah. But he shouldn't be stealing from his friends.
Mm-mm.
If he wants to be high, as long as he's alive, that's okay. But he shouldn't be stealing from you.
No.
That's muffed up.
It's low.
Yeah.
Boof caught him stealing once before from the house.
Should I hide my
shoes
shit?
And clothes and trucks and wheels and all sorts of shit?
Should I hide my shit when he's around? I mean,
I wouldn't think so.
Makes me feel.
I would keep it near you.
Why?
Because you never know. You can't trust people.
Huh.
Sad.
Well, you used to be able to.
You can't trust drug addicts.
Oh, Ross.
I lock my door so he doesn't come in there. The reason why I have my door locked is strictly because of Novak. Tell you the truth.
Yeah, that sucks.
What about the letter?
He's my best friend. What are you talking about?
So what about the letter?
What letter?
Didn't he write you a letter?
The letter C. Letter.
Oh, that piece of shit letter, dude.
Oh, is it on a napkin? Oh,
yeah, you want to go get it?
I saw it in our room.
You know what? I'll go try to read it. It's a piece of shit.
I'll get it
that
for you.
Fucking letter. You want to go get it?
I couldn't read a word of
go
it.
Go ahead and go get it. All right, let's play a song, and then I'll fucking read this piece of shit letter. That fucking asshole.
What you want to hear, mate?
What I put in earlier.
This is not
track 10, Missing Link, Hives.
Oh, you had it in earlier.
From Sweden. I bumped into him in Barcelona. It was fun.
Into him or hanging out right after you
I actually
that?
Barged in on the door. He was naked getting a shower, and then I said, yo, dude, what's going on? He goes, yo. It was pretty uncomfortable, but we became friends. Yeah, so this is Pelly Amkribis, The Hives, Missing Link, track 10, Radio Bitches, whatever.